So please, those who refer to him as Bishop of Assyrian Church of the East, be careful. Don't commit that mistake, because we'll come at you.
I will definitely make him cry by pinching him and everything. Like, and then he would make a poo-poo. Man, if I could wash him. Oh. If I go to hell after that, that's fine. I don't care. I'll go to hell as long as you're with me.
I want to go ahead and touch upon this recent incident that happened in Australia.
A TikTok famous Australian bishop was stabbed multiple times.
A lot of knife crime. I've had 3 murders in the last kind of couple of weeks.
There was 2 incidents that happened. One was at a shopping mall.
Who is Joel Couchy? Joel Couchy is a 40-year-old man originally from Toowoomba in Queensland who murdered at least 5 women and a man. One of those people is a 9-month-old baby girl.
And this was deemed as a mental health.
Do you have any reason to understand why he would have targeted women?
Yes.
Why?
Because he wanted a girlfriend. And he's got no social skills.
So that was the first incident. So you had this mentally unstable, as they're diagnosing it, as they're reporting it, that he is mentally unstable. And it wasn't deemed as any kind of terrorism charge.
If he was in his right mind, he would be absolutely devastated at what he has done. But he obviously was not in his right mind. He somehow had been triggered into a psychosis, and he lost touch with reality.
So you have 2 of these incidences back to back, almost. One is deemed. That's my question. I'm trying to, maybe you guys can help out with this. Help us to get some answers here. One is deemed terrorism, and the other one is not. The first one, you had 6 deaths. The mother also died. And the child was also injured. A baby was not spared from this attack. And then you have the person on the other end didn't die. Again, we condemn such things. This is something that's does more harm to Muslims. Who actually benefits from this? This is something that is strongly condemned. You have people who are out there trying to educate people on this beautiful way of life, the way of life of Moses, of Jesus, of Abraham, of all the prophets, a messenger of God, the worship of absolutely one God, the pure monotheism. This is the message of Islam, to submit your will to the will of the Creator. So who actually benefits from this? Muslims don't. Islam doesn't. This actually benefits the hate industry. They're just salivating at the mouth.
Every 14 minutes, there's a knife crime across England and Wales.
Now, next, what I want to do, I want to take this as an opportunity, a teaching opportunity, and I want to go ahead and react and give at the end, after we react here, give the solution to this. And we come out of a place, again, like I said, with love, in peace. I want you guys to listen. This is the Assyrian Metropolitan Bishop of Australia. I'm guessing that translates to probably one of the main bishops of Australia. His name is Mari Melise Saia. Here he's reprimanding Marimar Emmanuel for his blasphemous statements towards Jesus, deeming this as child.
No one even can pinch a child to make him cry. You'll be arrested of abuse.
Abuse, this video we're about to see. And I want to get your feedback to this, because from this incident, some people will actually end up making him into a living martyr, worshiping him if some people aren't already. And this is our salvation. This is something that's extremely important. So this is not, these are not my words. It's one thing if I was saying it, but this is this head of the Assyrian bishops, one of the main bishops there in Australia from the Assyrian community. Let's let him speak and let's go ahead and get your feedback to this. I'll also tune in. I'm going to give you a simple solution to this, because there's many things that we can agree with this bishop who's making this video here. I'll let you know that also. Let's check it out.
I have no habit of talking about people, but only I talk when I see someone talking ill about Christianity. This man, his name is, he calls himself Mar Mary, but his name is Robert Schliemann. He is not a member of the Assyrian Church of the East. He's never been a member of the Assyrian Church of the East. We do not recognize his teachings. We completely forbid him from entering into any of our churches. He was ordained by the ancient Church of the East, by Metropolitan Mar Yakub. Then he was defrocked. It means he was suspended from his church. Now he doesn't belong to no church. It came to my attention, he used the word Holy Apostolic Catholic Assyrian Church of the East. Immediately when I saw that, we sent him a letter through our lawyers. We said, hey, be careful. You do not belong to this church. You cannot use this church. Now let's see what he's going to say here.
I just want to hold the baby Jesus in my arms. Because I want to pinch his fat thighs. You know the baby when he's so cute. Rah. Especially when they are a little bit fat, so you have layers on their thighs and the arms here. I want to hold him as a baby because I will definitely make him cry by pinching him, kissing him, and spoiling him, and everything. Like, and then I can, if I go to hell after that, that's fine. I carried him as a baby. La la. And then he would make a poo-poo. And then he would go like that at me. It's okay. I'll wash. Man, if I could wash him. Oh.
He tried to lower Christianity to unbelievable level that has never happened in the 2,000 years of history of Christianity. You talk about him in this way, that he wants to pinch him, to make him cry. This description of the child is abhorrent. It's just unacceptable in today's society. No one even can pinch a child to make him cry. You'll be arrested of abuse. But for him, it doesn't matter. He wants this child, this Christ, God, to make him cry. Someone who studied Christianity would not dare to say these words about baby Jesus. What do you mean that I can wash him when he does his? What is? Why you? Have you ever heard someone in these old books speaking about Christ in these terminologies? None. This is how Satan wants you to think, is to lower Christ to a level that is just, he's just nothing. He's a human being. This is the description this gentleman is giving to this consuming fire, to this rock, to this lion of Zion. To lower him to these degrees that you want to hold him and pinch him and his fat. How do you know that he was fat? Some people, they preach sensitive issues in your heart to make you feel and say, oh, he's exactly talking about the way I feel. Paul spoke about them. He said, they will come to you with words of blessings. But be careful. They are serving their tummies. It means they are making money off you. Poor thing. I never in my entire life heard such preaching. I never heard them speaking about Christ in this low level of description.
Listen, the Holy Mother is my sweetheart. The Holy Mother is my sweetheart.
Just be careful. Please be careful. For your own salvation.
Why do I care about heaven? Why do I care about hell?
The Bible tells us it's a lake of fire. What do you mean not worry? What do you mean not worry, Asha?
I love you. I don't care what you do, what you say, how you do it, when. I don't care. I'll go to hell as long as you're with me. Who cares about the place? Because Christ is my heaven. And wherever I'm with him, I'm in heaven. Even if I'm in hell, I'm in heaven.
He's making it sound it's so good to go to hell as long as Jesus is with him. Even if he's in hell, he's in heaven. Dahi hell or your heaven. Sabawa bikhwa tayle, awa wada shmeyo, gahanna khamindi. Kamu sabab turwan tehe itlun mshikh. No, the Bible teaches that hell was actually made for Satan and his angels.
Oh, it's good to be in hell, by the way. Have you been to hell? Well, one of those days I'll take you with me.
It's good to be in hell. The bishop is preparing the minds of the young people and making them think that hell is not really a scary place. And it's good to be in it. And you know what? He's offering to take them one day.
So please, those who refer to him as Bishop of Assyrian Church of the East, be careful. Don't commit that mistake, because we'll come at you legally. I can promise you, we'll come at you legally. Just be careful. Please be careful. For your own salvation.
Okay, guys, so I wanted to take this as a teaching opportunity, because this has kind of gone viral. People are talking about this Robert Shamel Mari, and again, the invitation is open for him to come on. We can have a discussion. We can talk. And we're coming from a place of love, because this is a serious matter, the hellfire.
I love you. I don't care what you do, what you say, how you do it, when. I don't care. I'll go to hell as long as you're with me. Who cares about the place? Because Christ is my heaven. And wherever I'm with him, I'm in heaven. Even if I'm in hell, I'm in heaven.
He's making it sound it's so good to go to hell as long as Jesus is with him. Even if he's in hell, he's in heaven. Dahi hell or your heaven. Sabawa bikhwa tayle, awa wada shmeyo, gahanna khamindi. Kamu sabab turwan tehe itlun mshikh. No, the Bible teaches that hell was actually made for Satan.
It's good to be in hell, by the way. Have you been to hell? Well, one of those days I'll take you with me.
The bishop is preparing the minds of the young people and making them think that hell is not really a scary place, and it's good to be in it. And you know what? He's offering to take them one day.
The hellfire is a very serious matter. And I just wanted to point out and look and get your guys' feedback, because this is a point of importance more than the worldly affairs, our salvation. And before I give you the solution to all this, because you can see two bishops now, you can have one is pretty much calling the other one out for blasphemy.
So please, those who refer to him as Bishop of Assyrian Church of the East, be careful. Don't commit that mistake, because we'll come at you.
And then you see him talking about Jesus, peace be upon, who we love, by the way. We love Jesus. We love him. But not in this way. We love him the proper way, and putting things in the proper place. So what he's doing here, he's taking God Almighty, the Creator. And I give this example. If you're standing in front of a judge and you're waiting for your sentence, now the judge has your life in his hands, and you call him the son of a monkey. Imagine that. The son, the judge is there, and just you utter these words and you say, hey, son of a monkey, do you think that would go in your favor? How about now taking the Most High? When we say Subhanallah, we say Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest. You say Hallelujah, and you have the one who is the Most High up above his creation. And now this is the one who created you, created me, the birds and the bees, the seven Z's, the most great, just the King of Kings. This is the one, the ever living, the one who doesn't die, who doesn't sleep, the one who is all knowing, all powerful. You'll say, yes, that's my creator. The one who doesn't need food, doesn't get tired, doesn't eat and then go to the bathroom.
Man, if I could wash him.
Like baby Jesus, circumcised in the seventh day, no disrespect to him. Or Moses, who was born of a woman also. Or Noah, or Abraham, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. They went through the process of life. They had to go through this process because they're human beings, but they were not divine. So now this opens up the door where you have one bishop coming and explaining, this is not in our teachings for how many 2,000 years.
Someone who studied Christianity would not dare to say these words about baby Jesus. Have you ever heard someone in these old books speaking about Christ in these terminologies?
He's talking about how this bishop was suspended and how he's pretty much a robot. But someone could say, okay, you don't need degrees to talk about it. I agree. Okay, that's no problem. But you have a certain way that you approach the matter. And now you have Christians also who know their texts who are coming out and saying, hold on, this doesn't agree with the theology. It's not about just feel good, but because people like that, okay, he could connect with the people and he makes us feel good. But the devil can make you feel good with the music that he puts out, the porn that he puts out, all of the evil stuff that's out there makes you feel good, but it's not good for you. So we need to really get to know the way of life and what the Creator wants from us. So on one note, you have here him being called out for blasphemy. This is clear blasphemy, even according to now the head of the Assyrian church and Christian theologians, people who know their texts. This is a disrespect to baby Jesus. But now what did the Muslims say? This is that teaching opportunity. We can avoid all this. Very straightforward is that you don't. There's one verse. Really ponder and reflect over. It's in the Quran. Quran is the verbatim words of God Almighty, sent for all of mankind. And I tell you this with love, because I know you can have invested all your effort and your time into something, and now someone comes and is giving you something that's going with your, what we call the fitrah, your innate nature. You have 50% of Americans living today in America who don't believe Jesus is God. They believe he's a good teacher, a prophet. Evangelicals, 30% don't believe he's God, literal God. Because if you say he's the son of God, God, this is divine attribute. What's the son going to do? He's going to grow up to be like the father. You got two gods now. So we avoid all this.
And then he would make a poo-poo.
Pinching the baby, the fat thighs, fat chubby baby. Now you got child abuse.
Layers on their thighs and the arms here.
And all the other things that the pastor's mentioned, the bishop is mentioning. Things get kind of weird. It's kind of like, you know, and then this whole like, you know, like a man desires his wife. He's like desiring this child now.
Rah. Especially when they are a little bit fat, so. And everything. Like,
like, hold on. And then you also have like, come on, we got to think. You have priests and others who people don't feel safe leaving their children with because of the scandals of child abuse. It's known.
In a new report by the Illinois Attorney General, over 400 members of the Catholic clergy across Illinois are accused of sexually abusing almost 2,000 children in the past several decades.
It's been an epidemic. It's like really scary. And then this person is just coming out. It's like he's showing you. He's like, hold on. Hey, he's like, his desires are really getting strong, you know, describing everything in detail. How about the baby? I mean, would you want to leave your child alone with someone like this? Look, with all due respect, and we can avoid all this by implementing just this one verse from the Creator describing who he is and who he isn't. Say he's God, the one and only, the absolute, the eternal. He begets not, nor is he begotten. And there's nothing comparable to God.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
We don't insult God by bringing him down. And now Amari Marr, Robert Shamil can come out and describing God taking a dump. Come on, people.
And then he would make a poo-poo.
Come on. You got to think. You know, your innate nature rejects this, but you've been programmed to believe this. Some of the most intellectual people who read a book a day and will come at you if you don't add right, subtract right, calculus, math, real estate, they're not going to let you get away with it. But they'll let you get away with saying that God Almighty, the one without beginning, without end, the one who doesn't rest, sleep, go to the bathroom, who has the perfect names and attributes, that he actually came out of the womb of a woman, you had to change his diaper, suckled his mother's breasts, came out of the private of a woman. Think, you know, this doesn't go with your innate nature, but now you're like, where do I go? That's where I invite you to look into the way of life of all the prophets and messengers, that complete submission and surrender to the one God. It's in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. This is Islam. Oh, now you're going to get all drawn back because of the word. Come on, people. Look into Islam. Read the Quran for yourself. And you know what? I'll give it to you as a gift. And see the beautiful things that are talked about his blessed mother, Maryam alayhi salam, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and what's said about Jesus himself. It's worth it to you. If you really love God, you really love your creator, don't worship a human being, a bishop, a priest. Worship an angel, a saint, a dead person in the ground. Worship the one who created Jesus, the one who Jesus, Isa, who he called out to. Jesus, the one who he fell on his face and he prayed. Who did he pray to? Did he pray to himself? No, he prayed to the Most High, the Almighty, the Creator. In Aramaic, Allah. In Arabic, Allah. There's Semitic languages. Enough said. That's my gift to you. I wanted to point this out. A teaching opportunity with love. I know this can be sensitive to a lot of people. We're not trying to belittle anyone's religion or put anybody in a place that now they don't have an alternative. You do. And do the homework. Ask the creator alone. Things can seem daunting. Things can seem confusing. But I leave you with that homework. Ask the creator alone for guidance. Say, guide me. The one who created Jesus. The one who Jesus was praying to someone. Who's he praying to? Himself? Pray to that one God. And ask him, the creator of the heavens and earth, guide me, guide me, guide me. And do your homework from there. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Shalom alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.